Seriously, a podcast. So I'm your host Sim, and before we get started in this week's episode, I just want to remind you guys about all the socials. So if you head over to the Instagram, which is at Seriously Official, SRSLY Official, one word, there's the link in the bio, and there's the links to the rest of the socials like the YouTube, TikTok. There's also a Ko-fi if you don't mind donating some money to me so that I can create more content for you guys. And there's also like all the links to where you can listen to the episodes. But yeah, so today's episode is going to be a little bit different. It's my first episode alone. I'm kind of nervous. Took me so long to like calm my nerves, but I'm here, I'm doing it. It's a little bit going to be more on the personal side. Yeah, so basically like one of my close friends told me that she feels that, you know, I could use this space to create more content that's more mental health oriented, create a safe space for other people to come to turn to get advice, to just feel like they're not alone. So I thought about it and I was like, yeah, you know what, actually like mental health has been such a huge thing in my life since growing up. So like this is gonna be the first of a bunch of episodes regarding mental health. And to kickstart this episode and also to get you guys to get to know me a little bit better, because now I'm like a single host. So today I'm going to be talking about some of the struggles that I faced growing up as like a teenager, the puberty, like the dark times, which is, I don't know how I'm going to talk about it because I feel like it's very, I'm really nervous right now. I don't know if like you can hear it from my voice, but I'm really nervous because this is like, it's like me reliving like parts of my life that I was so unhappy in. But also like, I know there's so many people like going through exactly what I went through. So I do want to talk about it. And I do hope that from this episode, it can help someone. And of course, please like reach out to me if you need anything. Drop me a DM at SeriouslyOfficial. I'll try my best to like assist you in any way that I can. Link you up to some resources if you need it. There's a bunch of other episodes that was already done regarding mental health, like about like how mental health affects relationships or how relationships affect mental health. And so if you are interested in that, go listen to those episodes. They were really good. There was a therapist that was invited on for those episodes and he did an amazing job. So yeah, I'm very proud of those episodes. Okay, enough stalling. Yeah. So I'm 23 this year. I'm not 23 yet. I'm turning 23 in June. But basically, as a backstory, I was a very happy kid. Like, I didn't necessarily come from, like, the best happy family background. But, like, I grew up really close to my sister. And we would spend a lot of time together. And in primary school, I was a very happy kid. Like, I had a lot of friends. And I enjoyed my school life a lot. I have no complaints. I really was very happy, and I think everything kind of turned for the worst when I went to secondary school and I was 13, so like the start of puberty as well. So yeah, when I started going to secondary school, I started facing a lot of issues that I never faced as a kid. Like I started feeling very isolated, I started feeling very lonely, I started feeling very ugly, I started putting myself down a lot, and I started distancing from my family. So there was like a lot of things going on, and it was all really bad. And I think that was like my first experience with depression. And I didn't know it was depression at the time. I just thought like I was sad, and I didn't have anyone to like talk to. I didn't have like a counselor. I didn't talk to any of my friends about it, didn't talk to my sister about it, didn't talk to my parents about it. So I kind of was like dealing with it alone, and I was dealing with something very weird. Like, growing up as a really happy kid and then going to like secondary school and like suddenly facing a lot of like dark thoughts, it was really scary for me. And now that I'm a 23 year old and I've talked to so many people about it, I realized that I wasn't the only one going through something like that. I think change in life is always not easy to deal with, and especially when you're put in an environment where you don't feel like you can be yourself or you don't feel accepted by the people around you, it can cause your mental health to like dwindle. and make you feel a lot of negative feelings and have a lot of negative thoughts. And that was exactly what I was going through. So, like, now that that's the backstory, I guess I can, like, go deeper into, like, exactly what some of the things were that I was dealing with. So, I guess one of the first main differences was that I kind of started to have a lack of self-esteem. Growing up, I never felt like I was an ugly kid. Like, I was really confident. Like, me and my sister would play dress up. We would, like, take photos. I used to love taking photos. And I used to always feel like I was a princess, you know? Like, a fairy tale kind of vibe. And then when I went to secondary school, I was just, like, I started wearing glasses. And I started having acne. And I felt like I was, like, my school uniform was very, like, big on me, and I looked like a loser kind of thing. So, like, every day when I would go to school, I would just beat myself up over how I looked. And I'd be like, oh my god, you used to be so cute, now you're so ugly, you're so skinny, you're so, like, nerdy. Like, no wonder you don't have any friends. And it's so sad, like, that was... Oh my god, I'm getting so emotional. But yeah, it's so sad that was how I used to talk to myself every single day before going to school. Like, I would literally just not say anything nice to myself. And no one was saying these things about me. Like, I wasn't getting bullied. I wasn't. So, like, it was all coming from me internally, just thinking that I'm not good enough and I don't deserve friends and I don't, like, deserve, like, happiness kind of things. So, like, yeah, I just kind of didn't like how I looked, and I didn't like who I was. Like, I would feel like other girls were cooler than me, or, like, more sociable, or, like, more talented. Like, I was in choir, and I would, like, compare my singing voice to other girls' singing voice, or, like, I would compare, like, my academic scores to, like, my classmates who, like, were smarter than me. Or I would, like, compare how many friends I had, or, like, which group of friends I was in, like, whether I was a cool kid or not, and be like, oh my gosh, why can't I be like them kind of thing. So, like, I was constantly comparing myself to other girls, and it's really bad because, like, I feel like that's how it all starts. Like, when you start comparing yourself to other people and wishing you were someone else and not being okay with who you are, which is something that I never experienced as a kid. I used to, like, be content with who I am. And this is, like, the start of everything. And I get it, because, like, puberty is hard, because, like, your body goes through changes and you go through, like, hormonal changes as well. So it's really hard. And it's easier said than done to, like, not compare yourself to other people. But, like, I guess something now that I realized as a 23-year-old is that I still do it. I still compare myself to other people. But now, like, I have coping mechanisms for it. Like, I can sit down with myself and, like, thank myself for having a body that's healthy and having, like, a mind that's gone through so much and is still, like, persevering, because, like, life is not easy and you only have, like, one body and one mind, and it's what you're gifted by God with. So, like, you kind of just have to, like, sit down with yourself and appreciate yourself, which is easier said than done. And it took me years to get here, and I still have days where I, like, feel like, yeah, there's so many other girls who are, like, better than me in so many other ways. But now I'm, like, trying to, like, combat these negative thoughts with, like, positive affirmations and just, like, thanking myself and appreciating myself, which I feel like makes the whole difference, like, compared to the past where I didn't even do that. So every day would just be, like, really shit, and I didn't even want to go to school. And it was really bad because I remember, like, once I changed, like, my WhatsApp status to, like, something like a single grain of rice in a field or something, and my mom saw it and she was really concerned, and she asked me if I was okay, and I had to, like, lie to her because I didn't want her to worry about me. But yeah, that's literally how I felt. I used to feel very alone even though I was surrounded by people, and I used to feel like, yeah, I don't even want to be here, I don't even want to, like, leave my room kind of thing. So that was one of the issues. And yeah, so, like, that lack of self-esteem, never feeling good enough, comparing myself to others, putting myself down. And also it was when I started using social media. So, like, that was a whole other thing. Like, comparing my follower count, thinking why the popular girls don't want to follow me, or seeing how many people like my photos, or like even taking like so many photos and like constantly like thinking that it's not good enough because other girls have better photos than me, or like comparing my life to other people's lives and being like, oh my gosh, why do they always go out and why do I not have an interesting life like them? So stuff like that kind of put me down as well, because like I guess social media is that kind of like a gateway for you to like see everything all at once. Compared to reality, like you only see where you're at that moment, but social media is like you can see so many things even if you're not at that place at that time, kind of thing. So it's like sorry, I'm recovering from the flu, but yeah, so it was kind of like however I was feeling when I was on social media was amplified, because I would see like much more of the things that I could compare myself to. So that was really, really bad. And yeah, I started like isolating myself and self-sabotaging my friendships. So like I, especially in like secondary 1 and secondary 2, so that's when I was 13 and 14, I used to have friends and I would like overthink whether they actually liked me, and I would like kind of self-sabotage the friendship and cause fights with them and like create drama. And I didn't understand why I was doing it back then, but obviously now that I'm like reflecting, I'm like, yeah, because I didn't feel like they loved me, because I didn't feel like I deserved to be loved, which is like so sad. And yeah, but there's just a lot of girls go through this. It's not just me. And I feel like in that moment, you don't really know how to deal with it, because like you don't understand why you are feeling what you're feeling. And yeah, that led me to have like a lot of days where I would like eat alone, or like not have a lot of friends and like just be alone a lot. And I wouldn't have people to text, I wouldn't have people to call after school or hang out after school. So like my entire like those 2 years of my life, I was very isolated, and like it just made me feel worse. And I guess something that really helped me was like watching YouTubers back at that time who like were very open about their struggles in school and stuff, because it kind of made me feel like I wasn't alone, which is kind of why I'm talking about my experiences now, because I feel like sometimes just hearing that other people went through what you're going through, it helps a lot. And it is really scary to be in that situation. Like I know a lot of people like they hate growing up and they don't want to get old, but for me, I would never want to go back to that phase in my life, because I was so, like, I was not nice to myself. And I was dealing with so many things that I didn't even understand why I was dealing with. And it was really difficult to get myself out of that hate space. Like, it was a very dark space, and I wasn't reaching out to anyone for help, and I wasn't turning to anyone. Because, like, mental health is not a very huge topic in Singapore, and especially, like, 10 years ago. There's so much more progress now compared to 10 years ago. So that was like a whole thing. And when I was a kid, I was, like I mentioned, close to my sister and close to my parents. But I guess going to secondary school, I kind of like thought that being close to your family is kind of like lame. So like I kind of distanced myself from my family as well. So like when I was at home, I would also feel very lonely. I wouldn't talk to anyone. And I was doing that, like, to myself on purpose. And I didn't understand why. Like, I was being so extreme about it. Like, why I wasn't playing with my sister as much, or why I wasn't as interested in my relationship with my parents or, like, my relatives. So it was, like, really, I was kind of isolated in all aspects of my life, like, in school, at home. And I would constantly just be on my phone, which was, like, which is really bad for your mental health, to constantly just be on your phone and not actually exist in a real world and have relationships with people, because you just constantly feel isolated and you can't break out of it. It's like a vicious cycle. So that's like some of the main struggles that I was dealing with as a kid. And I feel like how I got better was that after when I was 15 and 16 and I made new friends, I guess they kind of opened my horizons a little bit. They kind of made me feel that, you know, I deserve to be loved and I have value. And I met some people who were also struggling, so it made me feel not alone. So like, that was like a huge turning point for me, like meeting those people I met. And I'm still close to one of them till now. And she's an amazing human being. And I feel like she really helped me a lot with whatever I was dealing with, because she would like text me every single day. And that was the first time I actually had a text buddy in my entire life. I never had someone to talk to every single day. So having that was like a huge thing to me. Like I never knew what it felt like to have someone who would always be there for you and like doesn't get sick of you and that kind of thing. And it kind of just kind of translates back into my mindset about myself, because I was like, okay, this girl, she like really cares for me and she's like putting in a lot of effort for me, so why am I not doing that for myself? And it was also when I started to realize that having a distant relationship with my family, it's not going to do me any good, because the outside world is already really tough, and if I don't even have like a good family life, then like it's gonna be like I don't have like a safe space to turn to, kind of thing. So it's when I started like realizing and like acknowledging what I was going through and like trying to slowly make changes in my life. And I guess like when I reached like the later part of teenage years, so like around 17 to 20, it was like the formative years where I was like trying to find myself and realize what value I have and figure out how self-love works. And it was a struggle to like deal with that, to like deal with overcoming my body image issues, my issues with my face, my issues with my personality, my issues with my talent, everything. Whatever issues I was having myself, I had to try to like combat it and try to grow from it and try to find ways to love myself and value myself. And those years were really hard, but they were also like a huge step from when I was 13 and 14, because like I had more self-love than before, and that's already like the first step. So I feel like why I'm saying all of this is because like I feel like this change, it will be like baby steps. It will be like really slow sometimes, not for everyone, I don't know, but for me it was really slow, and sometimes it can be like that. But the thing is, if there's even like a 1% change in like how you feel about yourself, that's progress. And it might not feel like that in the moment, but like now that I'm reflecting, from 13 to like when I was 18, there was probably like a 10% change. And that 10% change is like a huge change. Because like, as long as there's progress in some way, and as long as you're trying to work on yourself and trying to grow and trying to love yourself, I feel like that's progress and that should be acknowledged. Because life is hard, and as long as you can try to find ways to constantly try to be better every day and grow every day, that's already progress, even if it's just like a 1% change. So yeah, and now that I'm a 23-year-old and I'm living in Brisbane, I meet people from all over the world of all ages, and sometimes I meet young girls who are like 17 who are dealing with issues that I dealt with. And for example, I met this girl recently, and she's absolutely gorgeous, but like she doesn't think that she is. She doesn't like taking photos. She thinks that she doesn't look good. She doesn't know how to express herself to others. She doesn't know how she's feeling and stuff like that. And she was asking me like questions about myself, and she was asking me like about like how did I get here kind of thing. And I was like asking her, so like, why do you think you feel this way about yourself? And we kind of like talked about it, and I told her that, you know, like what she's dealing with, I dealt with exactly the same thing. Like I couldn't really love myself at that point in time, and I didn't really accept myself for who I was, and it took me time, because at 17 I was still trying to deal with a lot of negativity in my head, and it wasn't easy. And it was only when I was 17 that I started opening up to like my mom about my struggles, and I started opening up to my friends finally about like what stuff I was dealing with. And I started sharing my life with people more, instead of crying in a shower alone, which is really, really bad for you, like to just deal with everything alone and bottle it up. So like it took me some time, but like those baby steps, it made a difference. And just me like trying to like change the way I think about myself and talk to myself every single day, from negative thoughts like you're not good enough, you look shit, you are shit, to like you know, you can do it, you're strong, you look good, those kind of stuff. I feel like that makes a difference. That makes a huge difference to, like, get you out of bed. Even if it's not every day, at least, like, some days, you know, that kind of thing. But, yeah, that's, like, my point is that I'm not, like, the only one going through this. And even now, I'm older and I see young girls who are going through what I went through, and I want to, like, try to, like, you know, like, empathize with them and see where they're coming from. And, like, if they want to know about how I got to where I am, I'll be, like, more than happy to, like, share with them, because, like, it's hard and I'm still dealing with it. And I'm sure in 10 years time when I'm listening to this episode, I'm going to realize that as a 23-year-old, I was dealing with so many things that I couldn't possibly understand at the time. But now that I'm older, I can, like, see clearer kind of thing. So I feel like, yeah. And something else that also helped me was that I started therapy when I was 20, I think. But yeah, that was, like, a huge change, because that was me kind of, like, admitting to myself that I have problems that I can't deal with and I cannot keep denying them. And I think it's very scary the first time you decide to take the step to get professional help, because it is really scary. Like, you'll feel judged, you'll feel ashamed, you might feel, I don't know, worried, scared that they might tell things to your parents. I don't know, I felt like a lot of, like, it took a huge push for me to, like, get professional help. But the moment I did, like, it changed my life. Like, I don't regret it at all, because, like, it gave me, like, a safe space to talk about whatever I wanted to talk about. And even though it was really scary to open up to a complete stranger, I feel like it has helped me with reflecting a lot about myself and trying to take steps to change my life into the life that I want, and take steps to change into the self that I want to be. And therapy is, like, different for everybody, and I feel like the therapist that you have also matters. Like, having, like, the right therapist that you feel understands you and you feel safe with is really, really important, because I've had some therapists that I don't really resonate with and the therapy sessions didn't help. So I feel like all of that matters, and also depends on, like, your personality and your state of mind. For me, like, I was so sad and I was so tired of being depressed and constantly feeling like the world was just black and white. I just really wanted out of it, and I was really motivated and very, very committed to my therapy sessions. Like, I went very regularly and I really took all the advice that was given to me very seriously. So, like, that's also why I feel like that helped me. And yeah, and it made me closer to my family now, and I'm have a better relationship with myself. It's not the best, and I still have a lot of things I'm dealing with, and I am still going to therapy, but, like, at least now I am someone who has more self-worth, and I am figuring out who I am, and I'm having a better relationship with all the people around me instead of, like, self-sabotaging my relationships like I used to. So yeah, I don't think that I have much more to say, because I think I kind of covered basically whatever I wanted to cover for this episode. But yeah, the whole point of this episode was to kind of just share about stuff that I was dealing with 10 years ago and kind of share how what worked for me and about how it does get better. Like, 10 years later, my life is so much better, and I'm so grateful for growing up. And yeah, if you are dealing with something similar or, like, even something completely different and you want someone to talk to, please reach out to me. Like, I'll really, really try my best to help you in any way that I can. And I really hope that this new mental health series that I'm starting will be able to help people. And if you have any suggestions for any topics or, like, guests that you want me to have on, please feel free to, like, suggest them, because I'll be more than happy to invite people on and have more conversations about different topics. But yeah, so basically how this mental health series is going to go is that it'll either be me talking alone, or I'll invite someone on and we'll share about different topics like anxiety, depression, loneliness, you name it, we'll talk about it, insecurities, I don't know what else. I don't know, dealing with parents, dealing with panic attacks, toxic positivity, codependency. I don't know, there's just so many things that we can talk about, and like at the top of my head I can't think of everything. But yeah, I am really, really hoping that this can be a safe space for people to turn to. Because seriously, it just used to be like a very sex, love, relationships kind of vibe, which I am still really passionate about, and I would still want to create more conversations on that, because there has to be more conversations like that. But also, mental health is something that is so important, and I want that to be a huge part of Seriously as well, to like help other people and yeah, just create that safe space. I mean, like the new slogan of Seriously is the oasis for conversations they seriously need to have. So I hope this can be an oasis for you guys, and I hope that this episode wasn't too bad. I tried. Yeah, I feel like this is a huge step for me as well, to be so open and raw alone. It's very scary, but I'm also very grateful that I have this platform to share about myself. And I hope you guys have a good week. Always remember that the journey to loving yourself will start somewhere, and it will get better slowly but surely. And yeah, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.